The Simcoe Muskoka District Health Unit has reported 102 new COVID-19 cases and no deaths in its latest update posted November 8. The new cases reported in the region today are as follows: Wasaga Beach, 4, 1 person between 18 and 34 years old, 1 person between 35 and 44 years old, and 2 people between 65 and 79 years old. 1 case is listed as community acquired, no known link, and 3 cases are still under investigation. Clearview, 1 youth under 18 years old whose case is still under investigation. Barry, 59, 9 youth under 18 years old, 24 people between 18 and 34 years old, 9 people between 35 and 44 years old, 12 people between 45 and 64 years old, and 5 people between 65 and 79 years old. 10 cases are outbreak related, 4 cases are linked to close contact transmission, 3 cases are listed as community acquired, no known link, and the rest of the cases are still under investigation. Springwater, 3, 1 youth under 18 years old and 2 people between 18 and 34 years old. All 3 cases are still under investigation. Innisfil, 6, 3 youth under 18 years old, 1 person between 18 and 34 years old, and 2 people between 45 and 64 years old. 1 case is outbreak related, 1 is listed as community acquired, no known link. 1 case is linked to travel, and 3 cases are still under investigation. Bradford West Gwillimbury, 6, 4 people between 18 and 34 years old, and 2 people between 45 and 64 years old. 2 cases are linked to close contact transmission, 2 are listed as community acquired, and 2 are still under investigation. Orillia, 3, 1 youth under 18 years old, and 2 people between 18 and 34 years old. 1 case is listed as community acquired, no known link, and the other 2 cases are still under investigation. Oro Medonte, 3, 1 youth under 18 years old and 2 people between 45 and 64 years old. 1 case is listed as community acquired, no known link, 1 is linked to close contact, and the other is still under investigation. Severn, 3, 1 youth under 18 years old, 1 person between 45 and 64 years old, and 1 person between 65 and 79 years old. 1 case is under investigation, 1 is outbreak related, and 1 is linked to close contact transmission. Penetanguishene, 2, 1 person between 18 and 34 years old and 1 person between 65 and 79 years old. 1 case is listed as community acquired, and was confirmed on August 19, but was not previously reported. The second case, confirmed on November 6, is still under investigation. Issa, 3, 1 person between 18 and 34 years old, 2 people between 45 and 63 years old. 2 cases are still under investigation, and 1 case is listed as community acquired, no known link. New Tecumseth, 6, 2 people between 18 and 34 years old, 2 people between 45 and 64 years old, 1 person between 65 and 79 years old, and 1 person over 79 years old. 1 case is linked to close contact transmission, and the other 5 are still under investigation. Muskoka District, 3, 2 people from Huntsville, and 1 person from Bracebridge. Included in the new cases reported today are 70 unvaccinated, 8 partially vaccinated, and 24 fully vaccinated people. There are currently 328 active cases in the region. 20 people from Simcoe County are hospitalized with COVID-19. Since the start of the pandemic, the local health unit has confirmed 14,305 cases of COVID-19 with 13,709 of those cases recovered and 268 cases ending in death. About 73% of the population living in Simcoe Muskoka, including children, have received both doses of vaccine and 76% have had at least one dose of a vaccine. Active outbreaks. Current school outbreaks in Simcoe County include Willow Landing Elementary School, Barrie, declared November 4, 2 cases. ECC Samuel de Champlain Public School, Orillia, declared November 3, 6 cases. St. Catherine of Siena Elementary School, Barrie, declared November 1, 9 cases. Assiniboine Public School, Barrie, declared October 22, 16 cases. Holy Cross Public School, Innisfil, declared October 15, 29 cases. Other ongoing outbreaks reported in Simcoe County include Mapleview Community Church, Barrie, declared November 4, 12 cases. Unnamed childcare facility, declared November 4, 3 cases. Unnamed fitness and recreation facility, declared November 2, 2 cases. Unnamed shelter, declared November 1, 18 cases. A second unnamed shelter, declared November 8, 2 cases. Royal Victoria Regional Health Centre, RVH, Barrie in the Transitional Care Unit, declared October 29 to 11 patient cases associated with the outbreak, plus fewer than 5 staff cases. Mill Creek Care Centre, Barrie, declared October 15, fewer than 5 resident cases and fewer than 5 staff cases. Central North Correctional Centre, Penetanguishene, declared October 18, 16 local cases. Breakdown by municipality. The health unit does sometimes remove a case or move them based on further investigation of location data. The chart below reflects updated totals for each municipality as reported by the health unit on November 8. Municipality total cases asterisk recoveries deaths in hospital last case reported cumulative incidence rate asterisk percent of 12 plus pop. With 2 doses of vaccine Ag Tosarantio 225,223 the 2nd of October 17,1898 74.7% Barrie 4,782 4,489,124,8 November 7th 3,117 83.9% Bradford WG 2,282,218 39 November 7th 5,223 83.6% Clearview 155,146,5 November 6th 1,031 82.5% Collingwood 288,278 3 the 1st of October 31,167 88.2% ESA 574,557,5,3 November 6th 2,381 72.8% Innisfil 1,405,1,362.21,3 November 7th 3,408 82.2% Midland 219,213 the 6th of September 26 1,191 86.1% New Tecumseh 1,682 1,643 18.1 November 6th 3,973 78.4% Aurelia 394,370,9 November 7th 1,165 88.4% Oro Medant 267,251,6,1 November 7th 1,145 82.8% Penetanguishene 234,217,8 November 6th 2,428 90% Remara 133,129,1 November 2nd 1,272 84.9% Severn 96,88,3,1 November 7th 640 83.9% Springwater 339,327,2 November 7th 1,582 89.9% Tay 134,129,3 November 3rd 1,195 85.9% Tiny 152,150 the 2nd of October 27 1,133 78.5% Wasaga Beach 323,311,5,2 November 6th 1,363 85% Tilde fully vaccinated means an individual whose second dose was 14 or more days before the onset of COVID-19 symptoms. Cumulative incidence rate is the number of cases per 100,000 people reported to date. Asterisk total cases include the number of cases currently recovering at home as well as any that have recovered, died, or are in hospital.